This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNee. Police fired volleys of tear gas and protesters hurled bricks during clashes in Hong Kong Saturday as several thousand activists protested an attack by suspected Triad gang members last weekend. Reuters' Anna Bevan has more.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station, hours after protesters had marched through central Hong Kong and defaced China's liaison office. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
That is Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Eight senior military officers are now to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity over their alleged part in the killing of protesters on June 3rd. Sudanese prosecutors said Saturday the country's ruling generals did not order the deadly breakup of a protest camp last month. Instead, prosecutors blamed paramilitary rapid support forces for exceeding orders and dispersing the protest camp on their own initiative. The report found security forces were told only to clear a lawless area close to the protest camp, not the sit-in itself. Prosecutors put the death toll at 87. Protesters say that 127 are killed. Protest leaders called the report a form of shock to the Sudanese street and the regional and international community. This is VOA.